Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring me, Zach, Jay, Matt, and Alana.
Hello.
And today...
But mostly you.
Yeah.
Mostly me and you.
So today we're playing Fortnite, a couple different Fortnites, and we're playing The Bad Batch Season 3, Episodes 5 and 6.
And it's Monday.
And it's on Monday.
And Rob's not here even though it's Monday, so we don't know what his excuse is.
And I'm not streaming.
And today's not streaming, and it's National Podcaster Day.
Wait, is it National Podcaster or National Podcast?
Probably.
Why would we celebrate the podcast when not celebrating?
Yeah, well, it's a podcast.
But there's a people here.
In a vacuum.
No one's near you.
Okay, so, yeah, and anyway, happy National Podcast Day to everyone, and it's thank you for streaming on Monday with me.
This car doesn't work.
Joining us on
Monday. Park.
Joining us on the Monday, yes. So, should we jump into the Bad Batch episode 5 where things start to pick up?
Dune. Yeah. You mean Dune?
Yeah, Ice Dune.
Ice Dune.
Yeah. But yes, we also mean the great interpersonal drama, The Bad Batch.
So much drama.
Finally, some drama, some talking.
Okay, let's jump in then. So the episode begins, and we miss the whole confrontation with Crosshair.
They probably just glared at each other.
There's no confrontation. There's no confrontation. They never talked.
Right.
Yeah.
This place crawls.
I guess they just walked right past each other was the idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just didn't talk.
Yeah.
So they're back on the island. The one from before.
Yeah.
Luxury clone island.
That's right. Yeah. Which seems very safe. I'm kind of waiting for it to be exposed.
Blast.
Yeah.
Under attack.
Omega comes out and they're like chatting about Crosshair and Hunter, how they haven't talked, how they don't trust Crosshair.
She goes to talk to Crosshair. Yeah.
He's testing his aim with the droid.
He keeps not
doing very well.
Do you guys remember what happened to his hand?
I think he's just traumatized.
He's had issues for a while.
He's just blaming it on his hand.
He's defective.
I don't think it's an injury. I think he's just like...
He's defective.
Messed up, man. He's messed up. Also, he's got like a big head injury.
It's when they tried to burn out his chip.
Right, and it looks really fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, he was already scarred before that, too.
You all got scars from the war.
Anyway, AZ says he gets a 53%, and I was like, wow. He wouldn't even make it on a pro.
He's like, that's way worse than usual.
Yeah.
Like, thanks.
The Bad Batch kept Crosshair's gun and his armor. Isn't that cute?
Okay, so nobody trusts Crosshair, and nobody's willing to give him a hug.
All right, right behind the building.
So... How did you guys feel about them not knowing where Tantiss is, even though they escaped from it?
Didn't like it. No, it didn't make sense.
They should at least have
what do
like
you mean it
idea.
Doesn't make sense?
It doesn't make sense. They had a ship
they just checked
that
the nav
left
logs.
Tantiss. They should have kept the flight logs or kept the distance. Omega's really smart. She would have thought of it, or like they would have at least been in the ballpark of where it is.
I don't know about that. Space is a huge place.
It is
place
a huge
for space.
It's a really like, convenient way to expand the plot or whatever by having to be like, oh, I don't know where Tantiss is.
Yeah. I mean, if their ship was like destroyed or something, that would have been a better way to do it.
Well, their ship crashed, right? I think there's a couple of ships crashed.
The ship they escaped in, the first ship they escaped in crashed. The second one is the one that the team is currently using.
No. So the first one crashed. Second one they stole, and that's the one that was being tracked. So they had to get rid of it really quick. So they
what
just
ship are they using?
So now they're in their regular.
Not the
ship.
Marauder.
They're in the regular Marauder. Yeah, they're in.
They're
the
back
regular
to Marauder now.
It looks like a different ship.
Yeah.
It looks totally different.
Thank
Maybe
you,
it's
man.
Marauder 2.0.
Maybe, or it's Echo's ship. One or the other.
I'm running.
Oh, wait. Am I too far? Guys. What am I thinking? I think maybe they took the Echo ship. But because when they left Tantiss initially, they didn't have time to punch in, like, proper coordinates, they just hit hyperspace. So they just hyperspace gunned it. Isn't
like dusting props, boy.
So they just kind of gunned it, right? So
yeah,
they just, so they didn't have time to track all that stuff. I'm getting, jeez, Louise.
I still feel like they should at least have like an idea of where it is, like it's a sector, something.
There's a person right there.
Remote?
Anyways, yeah. So no, it's believable because yeah, since they just punched it into hyperdrive and then they flew, they magically ended up on some random ass planet, and then they kind of had to just go away.
They had to delete
their information so they couldn't be backtracked. They didn't want to be backtracked.
All right. Well, anyway, I guess we'll have to go with that. Yeah.
Crosshair has a funny line where he says, "They don't trust me," to Omega. Like, yeah, no kidding.
Well, this one is great because I don't remember her keeping the data pad. Not Alice's data pad, but I guess she did. So then they have to find a terminal. So it's just like that episode of Mandalorian with Bill Burr again.
Yeah.
We get an argument about whether or not to include Omega, which it felt like a flashback to an earlier season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, it doesn't go on too long.
But yeah. Once again, Omega's like, "I want to go." And once again, they say, "No, you can't. You're a kid."
And then right. Pulls out the tears.
Puppy dog eyes, and they're like, "Oh, okay."
Did you guys
pulls
like the line
out those tears?
Where she's like, "I'm older than you."
Yeah, that's great.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Little brother, and he's like, "Oh, that's so cute." And he's like, "Yeah, you rascal."
So there's some more tension with Crosshair. I don't remember who. I think he's arguing with Rex, and Omega says.
Rex? No, Rex isn't.
Not Rex. I'm a Hunter. Sorry. And then
I told you to talk, not fight.
Yeah, he says he started it.
Yeah, and if I was writing this episode, I would have had I would have Omega say, "Now who's acting like a kid?" Instead of just giving him the last word, but whatever. Yeah.
So they talk about the base, the ice base, and I did not remember the ice base for a long time.
I remembered it immediately. It was the one where he kills the lieutenant, right?
Can someone remind me what happened?
Well, Rolana, remember it was like the gripping battle for survival.
And everyone was like freezing.
Yeah. And the Empire has abandoned them.
Yeah. It was that
and
one.
It's him and his little lookout sniper doing the rounds, and then they left their asses, and so he dragged them all the way back. Just for them to be told that they're expendable and like it.
I don't remember the sandworm.
So we didn't get a whole lot of it since we had the bandits and all the other
The bandits
hoodlums.
Oh yeah, the bandits. That part was great when they're like, "It's the sensors are there to keep the bandits out." The bandits are gone though, and they're like, "What happened to him? Like, what do you think?" Oh my god!
Crosshair killed them.
So badass.
Why do you think I was here? It wasn't to see the sights.
They're like, "What's the deal with this base?" He said, "The Empire has abandoned the base and served its purpose." And the Rex is like, "Sounds familiar."
He's like, "Damn straight, just like us, all of us. Why are you looking at me weird, assholes?"
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree about that. Yeah. Group bubble, huh?
I'm hold on.
Yeah. So when they get to the base, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I remember now." The one with the officer. There's a sad bit with Crosshair where he, I know I'm skipping ahead a little bit, where he looks at the helmets of the dead, or the helmets of
his beloved fellow clone,
of his homies
that he cares about way more than the Bad Batch.
All the people he trained. Well, he trained them all.
Yeah.
Those are the soldiers that were discarded after he trained them, and they left them in the storage locker.
That's right.
Worthlessness.
Crosshair is he's contains many facets.
Yeah, it's complicated. It's so now.
It contains multitudes. Speaking of which, Hunter is the worst character. Have we discussed this?
You don't like Hunter?
He's like, like a cardboard box.
He's very boring. Wow.
Yeah.
He's the leader. It's supposed to be boring.
It's super boring.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree.
Okay, Crosshair for leader.
So there's a sad bit with Crosshair, and then they finally have it out with him. They finally have an argument with him. But they're like, how could you have left us for the Empire? And I don't think Crosshair does an especially good job defending himself, as I recall.
He doesn't, because he doesn't feel he has to.
He does later. He had to think about it. But anyway, they have to, you know, they hack the thing. The worm attacks, of course, because this is a bad bag.
It attacks immediately.
Immediately, because it was just like waiting on the outskirts to get that tasty, tasty base.
Well, really quickly before that, they were like, the Empire betrayed you, Crosshair. Or no, the Crosshair's like, the Empire betrayed us, as in the people on the base. And everyone's like, wait, you mean the way you, Crosshair, betrayed us? So it's like everybody's betraying everybody.
Yep.
As everyone was taught.
So much treason. There's a guy back here that we can't.
Someone's back here too. I don't know where though.
The ground shakes. They get there. I like the part where they come up.
Oh, behind us.
I did kind of like the part where they come up with the plan.
Yeah.
You know? Like, all right, we gotta do this, and then we gotta do this, and Omega's like, I can do this.
It's great. Look at them working together. And Echo's back. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that. Echo's there too.
So
yep. There's hugs.
Feels so like guys, old times.
So guys, with the whole thing with the sandworm, so was Crosshair lying or was he just wrong when he says
no, he was just wrong
about the bandits?
Because they never had to deal with it because they were constantly.
Crosshair didn't know about the worm. He assumed it was for something else. Yeah. You know what happens when you assume Crosshair?
Walk with the worm.
That's right. So I also like that they can't just turn the power back on and drive out the creature because it will get stuck inside with them.
On height.
That was pretty smart.
Well, I feel like that was just like an assumption. I feel like if they turned it on and the creature was inside, it would have made it like, wah, like freak out.
Well, it probably would have stayed inside. I think that was the biggest
problem. It definitely would do that.
Ah, storm.
So,
thank you, Matt.
So, guys, when Hunter and Crosshair go out, and then Hunter goes under the ice, did you guys anticipate that Crosshair was going to save him? It was like the most obvious.
Although I thought Hunter had a grappling hook.
Hunter
like
does.
Like a little stormtrooper. Yeah. Like Luke
100%
has.
Does.
Why didn't he just use that to get out?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, his grappling hook. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Stupid, Jay,
stupid.
Come on.
Stupid. Jay, finally criticizing the shows.
Use the cool-ass grappling hook!
I will accept no excuses. Why not?
We are spread out. Zach?
All right, coming back.
Jay, we got med kits for you.
I also thought it was cool that they didn't kill the creature. Because that was what
they
I was
couldn't.
Expecting.
Yeah,
it's like immune that fight in Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, it's immune to blasters, just like everything else.
Yeah. Anyway, are we at the end?
Well, Crosshair can't shoot for shit anymore, so he can't kill it.
Yeah, but it's a big target. Oh. He did shoot it in the mouth, like in Jurassic Park 3 arcade game.
Yeah, over the head.
It literally couldn't miss the mouth.
Double damage.
Yeah, you did double damage.
Maximum damage. I thought there was going to be a twist there because it showed the creature bearing down on them and it showed the perimeter slowly turn on. So I thought it was going to not stop. It was going to be like a twist-a-rooney. But it was not to be.
I thought it was kind of ridiculous that the creature just stops right at the perimeter and just kind of hangs out there being like, oh man, I wish I could come get you guys.
That buzzing just hurts that so buzzing. Much. Yeah. I just don't like that buzzing. It bothers me so much.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Crosshair admits he was wrong to betray them, which is always nice to see.
I mean, he's like, I thought the Empire was like the Republic, and
you know, turns out they weren't.
It's my job, and it turns out they weren't. And he probably should have known that from the fact that they killed all those Jedi, but what are you going to do?
I mean, close.
I'm the last teammate standing.
Well, it's like he should be loyal to his squad, you would hope, right?
Serpentine, Alana.
All right, and then the episode ends with another hunter.
Zach's mad because he wanted to use his sexy Emma Frost skin.
Please, lie. I don't have precognition, but I do want to use it, yes.
So they have another conversation where they hash it all out, and they're like, you're my brother, Crosshair.
I love you.
Friends again.
Yeah.
But the and then Crosshair has this moment where he looks at a bird flying around it, and I thought he was going to shoot it.
I did too. It seemed like he was thinking about it.
Well, just to show that also that his hand is better.
Well, right.
Right.
I don't know about that. Just that he managed to control it for a hot second,
and then he's still a killer,
killing an innocent bird. Yeah, I don't know. It was atmospheric though. I like that this episode took its time a little bit. That was nice to see. Episode 6.
The episode 6 is great, where all this stuff happens.
Yeah, we start with a different clone squad, and they're the bodyguards of the Blue Lady, and this guy with awesome mutton chops.
Yeah. I like that they were doing something a little bit different with the opening, that it's all new characters. Do you guys know who these characters were other than Rex?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Although, I guess that one guy, the guy who has a mat on for Crosshair, you're supposed to know who he is.
Yeah, he was. But he decimated his troop, and then left him for dead.
Well, I got that from the episode, but I don't remember that. Was that in an earlier episode?
It was 2 seasons ago.
Oh gosh, who can remember that far back?
Or one season ago? It was shortly after he left the original.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So they have a meeting about the rebellion.
Yeah.
And then they get attacked by the Shadow. And then they get attacked by some kind of shadow assassin guy.
Yep. Who we've seen. We've seen those before. They sniped at the senators before.
Snipe.
And yeah, almost took them out before. Yeah. It was good to see the senator back.
Yeah, she had a droid, and then the droid seems to have disappeared. So I like the assassin reminded me of the Talons from the Court of Owls, except they talk.
He seems like, so much like Crosshair, I got confused. Like, he had the gun on the back and everything.
Yeah.
And the voice.
Crosshair trained him.
Okay, right. But still, that makes it seem like he is Crosshair.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why when later on in the episode, they're like, right, brother? And he's like, oh, fuck. It's, I swear. Leave me alone. Shut up. You shut up. No, you.
Yeah. I it was funny, though. Did you guys think it was funny when they capture the assassin and they take the helmet off like it's a big reveal and it's just a clone?
It's just another clone. Classic, yeah.
I don't know if they were expecting.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like the talk of the rebellion and Rex protecting them. You know, Rex protecting his boys. Well, do you guys like the part where Rex is like, you're a clone, we're a clone, why don't you help a brother clone out? And he tries to appeal to his like clone solidarity.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Well, that's not exactly what he says. He says, it doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter what they've made you do, you're at the end of the day, you're still a clone. You're one of us. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't work, but I liked it.
I just thought it was funny. One more about that later. It's a little preview for something I want to talk about later.
Talk about it now.
No, I won't. So do you think it was intentionally an homage to the prequels where they had the assassin trying to kill a senator?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, it's
probably.
And it's very pretty similar where they flip the mask up just like in there. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. What's Zach to buy?
So they interrogate him. He won't say anything. And then they activate another assassin, and they somehow know, no matter where he is, super special thing to know where they'll be at all times.
It's probably like inside his heart or something.
Well, that was so funny. Where it's like it's a super tracker.
Yeah, it's one you wouldn't find.
It's like it's like a regular tracker, but it's way better.
Yeah.
It's in their butt.
I actually thought that too, Jay.
I mean, it's probably in their neck or something.
Or in their brain. Like, when they first said, did they remove it? I thought they meant, did they remove his Order 66 chip?
That's what I thought too. And I was confused about that as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. Okay, I guess you can't really necessarily jam it in after they're grown, right? Otherwise, the scarring would probably be kind of evident. And they'd be like, hey, there's something there. Why don't we daily open his skull again?
Get some later chips. But yeah, so we discovered that the assassin is also looking for Omega. No one, I like how not even the characters are surprised about that.
Yeah, they're like,
the Empire is looking for you again.
Yeah, so when the Bad Batch are flying, they say something about Rex. It's like, Rex, aren't you supposed to be with Gregor? And he's like, I'll see him later. Are we supposed to remember who that is?
Gregor is one of their coordinators. Yes, and also a clone. Yes.
Yeah, another clone.
But so, like one of the bigger, big upper echelon in the.
I feel like it was really dumb of Rex to have them go to their base for this information. I was like, this should have been an email.
Nah.
They don't do that.
They're looking for you. Oh, they're looking for Omega.
But also, I want to talk to Crosshair.
Well, they should have just sent Crosshair by himself.
Yeah, you think ships grow on trees? They can just send people everywhere they
want. Oh, where's the Marauder?
It got blown up, didn't it?
No.
Didn't it get stolen?
No, they're in the Marauder.
It didn't.
No, they got it back.
Okay. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. So they arrive at the hideout. Hauser is mad at Crosshair. Yeah. Really, Disney
travel. Crosshair did a Hauser.
He killed his squad on Ryloth.
I don't remember.
We talked about that.
Wait, is that the one in the part in the jungle?
Jungle to jungle.
Maybe. I can't remember.
Whatever. I'm sure he did it.
Oh, 100%. He admits it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. My bad. I was still under, I was still under the charm of the Empire.
I don't do it anymore. I like how these, people say Star Wars is the same story over and over, but I like how these guys are at odds with the Empire without also being part of the Rebels. I thought that was kind of a neat reveal.
Well, Rex and company basically are the Rebels. Right?
Yeah.
I suppose that's true. But not our main characters. They have their own pro-clone agenda.
That's right. We only care about the clones. Everybody else can suck it. Omega gets an energy crossbow.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, please.
Yeah.
And see, once again, we're talking about energy.
Can't have children using guns.
That pew-pew and blow holes in chests. Just enough to go.
Yeah. I like Omega's hair is finally a little longer, but I feel like her hair should be way longer. And everyone else's hair should be way longer, too.
People have knives and scissors.
Knives.
Knives.
Knives and scissors.
They're allowed to get haircuts.
Well, whatever. They should show it. I want to see.
Okay.
Like Crosshairs, you need to shave your head.
That's someone thinking about that.
Razor when he was in prison. He's just bald.
Yeah, it's probably genetic. Genetic that way.
Genetically, Jango Fett bald.
Genetically bald. Yeah. He doesn't need hair to be the perfect soldier. Serve the Empire.
That's right.
Okay, so she has the energy crossbow, and then we see another shadow clone with a sweet looking ship. Looks like a dagger.
Yeah. Looks like the Executor. Looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He gets it all to himself, too.
It lands on the planet. He starts sneaking around, which is pretty funny.
you thought it was funny that he's sneaking around?
Yeah, he's just like running around and nobody notices him. I thought it was funny.
Well, I mean, he's a shadow.
Yeah.
I am the knight.
I got it.
So, Crosshair, is it? Yeah, before he meets the prisoner, he's like, guys, I gotta tell you, when I was part of the Empire, there were these deep cover clones. They were totally indoctrinated. Their identities were erased, which I thought was hilarious. Because it's not like clones exactly have much identity to begin with.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. They took away their number.
I am no longer 24601.
Yeah. You're no longer number six.
Yeah. So the
or Finn.
Yeah, perfect example. So they so he tells them, you know, the Empire is going to be moving, and there's a hidden tracker. But then the confrontation with the first Shadow Clone was great. It was so, like, creepy.
I like that Crosshair. I mean, it wasn't totally earned, but I did like that Crosshair is the one who's, like, rattled and, like, scared, because he's usually the king of Mr. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's like, we gotta get out of here. And then the other clone is like, oh yeah, you're gonna help me. Right, brother? His voice is super creepy. I can't really do an impression of it. But I thought it was great. Brother.
Brother.
Yeah. And then so Crosshair's like, we gotta go. But nobody listens to him.
Well, they kind of sort of do. They're like, yeah, but after we talk about this nonsense.
We need to talk somewhere.
Yeah. Let's have a discussion about it.
Okay, so the prisoner gets sniped right through the door, which is pretty cool, and then they have a big fight.
Yeah, they leave the door open. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was like in a half a second, Jay.
Close the door behind you.
Yeah, it's like the door opens and the guy just immediately starts shooting through it. They have a big fight, and then we see the Empire's closing in with whole dropships full of troops led by a guy in clone trooper armor. Dun, dun, dun. Like, not a stormtrooper. The clone trooper.
Oh. Well, he wasn't, like, fancy. It was, like, a cross between stormtrooper and clone trooper.
I don't know if I noticed that.
I thought it was interesting.
And then it ends so suddenly, I thought my thing had bugged out. And, like, it looked like the app had crashed. Would you guys agree about that?
Yeah, I mean, I just immediately turned it off, and then I was like, oh, I hope they don't have a after credit scene or something, because I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going so bad.
So, yeah, so I guess we'll find out. We'll see what happens next time. It's going to be a big battle. At least they're all together.
We still die together.
Is this going to be the triumphant return of Tech, by the way? The guy in the clone trooper armor? Brainwashed?
It's Tech.
Yeah, I'm calling it right now. Right now. You heard me.
No.
What do you think?
Unless they fixed his eyes.
What do you mean they fixed? What was wrong with his eyes?
He wears glasses.
Tech? Okay. Oh, no, Tech's dead. He's dead as a doorknob.
No, he's not. He's leading the attack. He's brainwashed.
No, he's dead.
So dead. So dead.
So very dead.
I did that part was funny where they were like, they have to hack the thing, and they're like, if only Tech was here, and they all kind of looked, they all looked down in synchronicity.
In synchronicity.
Synchronizing.
You know, it's funny because Echo is supposed, I would imagine that this would be the best thing ever for Echo, because he's the he's like kind of a Tech guy, but also not really. Like, he's always gets overshadowed by Tech himself. So
that's true.
Echo's like the misfit, unhealthy looking one.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before when Echo first comes in. They're like, well, I mean, we have Echo now, who can just plug into shit. Why isn't he? But like, he can read data. He doesn't do Tech stuff though, right? So
I think he'll start once it calls for it. Alana, should I get Worf or Sentry?
Worf.
Okay. Alright, is it time to move on to questions of the day?
Sure. I think so.
Alright, let's see here. We don't have a lot. We're gonna have to go with some fucking stuff from
the
hot seat. Well, here's the question number one comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Hello.
What is something you don't know how to do that you feel you should know how to do? And I will tell you guys that I have had trouble for a long time, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but I've never been good at sharpening pencils.
Really?
I can't ever do it. Like, always one side always has the wood still on it, and it never looks good.
How are you
able to do it?
What are you using to sharpen your pencils?
It doesn't matter, Jay. Electric or manual, it doesn't matter. It sucks. I can't do it, and no matter what. So yeah, I'm ashamed, but it's true.
I'm sorry, buddy. Good thing adults use pens.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was able
to or the mechanical pencils.
I was able to get away with it for a little while, but now that my children are doing schoolwork, the pencils have come back into my life, and with it, all of this drama.
I'm sorry. So for me, I'm gonna say I can't change a tire. I think feel like I probably could if I had enough time and access to YouTube, but you can take my man card for that. I don't know how to do it.
That's difficult. I wouldn't be ashamed about that.
A lot of the problem is I'm also nervous about doing it wrong and making things worse. That's part of the issue too.
It's very hard to do it wrong. I can walk you through it one day.
I hope that day never comes, Jay.
I hope it does.
Well, I hope I never need to change a tire. That's what I mean.
Here's how you change a tire, Zach. Ready? Call AAA I need you to change my tire.
And then you sit there for hours when you could have been on the road in 10 minutes.
That's right. No, now when you could have been on the road. When you could have been on the road, Brad destroying your car because you did it wrong.
And Jay Alana, how about you?
Get hired.
Aww.
No, sorry, Jay.
I was also going to say change a tire.
But
I think you guys could go more basic. I feel like there's some more basic thing stuff you guys don't know how to do. I don't know what, though.
Okay.
What don't I know that other than...
You guys know how like a toilet works?
Yeah, you flush it.
You?
Yeah, I actually do know how a toilet works. The home ownership.
Should we ask Matt about the bidet story?
No. We should not. That's advanced toilet. I know the basics. Alan, do you know how to mow a lawn?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
What don't I know?
He knows everything. That's the problem.
Yeah, he does.
I had to fend for myself very early on in life. With nobody. Hence, I had to learn all these skills so I didn't have to pay someone to do it for me. And I feel cheated out of life.
All right, so that's all right. We don't need to belabor it. I said sharpen a pencil. Zach and Alana both said change a tire. And Jay said get a job. All right. All right, I guess I'll go to the deck for the next two.
Maybe do a front flip.
You should be able to do.
Yeah. I could do a handspring. I just can't do a front flip.
What about like a somersault?
I can
do Zach, you messed it up.
Sorry.
Yeah, 9 decisions.
Well, Zach messed it up. I'm sorry.
Zach.
What? Stop working for me.
This game should be a fun kingdom, but I keep not getting 5 hands.
Sorry, Jay, you have to redo your turn because of Zach. All right.
The buggy game.
What did I do?
Only for you. Been an assertion.
Actually, no, just don't have any regrets. Question number 2 comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. Thank you, my friend Chris. What do you have an excessive amount of?
Joy.
Oh.
Aw.
You? Jay?
Is that true, Jay?
Joie de vivre.
Calling you out.
So for me, this is going to not be a particularly original answer, but it's true, is code hangers.
Wow, okay. I could use some of those coat hangers.
Yeah, I could give you coat hangers.
No, I don't. No, I need to give them away.
I have a lot.
Yeah, I have an excessive amount of, because when Guru and I cleaned out the neighbor's apartment, I got a huge bag full of them. But they're the nice ones. They're not the wire ones. They're like actual.
Are they
wooden? More like plastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's still pretty good.
But then right before that happened, I bought a couple packs at like Walmart. So now I have way too many.
Did you say Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay. I have too many hero clicks. I know that. I've cut down, but Zach gave me all of his, so now I have too many. So I have an excessive amount of that. I also have too many collared shirts, considering I don't wear them anymore.
Yeah. That's a good call.
But
I like that answer. Yeah. I just got rid of so many work clothes. I was like, what the fuck am I going to wear these?
Yeah. For sure.
My real answer is too many running sneakers.
Oh, nice.
No, I just hold on to them.
Are you a sneakerhead?
No, I just hold on to them. I don't know why. I don't throw them out. I just have a shit ton of them. It's so stupid.
It's fine. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers.
Okay. So Zach said hangers. Jay says running shoes. I said
Hero clicks.
And work
collar shirts. Anna, I know yours.
I know yours. What?
Cat toys.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Zach doesn't even have a cat.
I know, right? No, I mean, I thought that's what Zach was going to say for me.
Oh. Yeah.
What are you going to say for you?
Could say cat toys. Could say Gachapon. Could say concealers I haven't used. Kitchen appliances.
Yep, I believe that.
It's been an assertion.
Okay. Nice. All right. And question number 3. What do you want more than anyone else on the call?
I mean, a lot of things.
A new job.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want that more than me. I don't want a new job. Zach just got a new job.
Yes, I did.
Yawn.
Sleep.
It's bedtime.
I'm going to say a house. Because Matt and Alan already have houses, and I don't feel like Jay especially wants one. And I do want one. I take it by your silence, you all agree.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
I mean, cool. I feel like you probably want other things more than us too, like a wedding. Like we're done with that too.
Oh, get wrecked.
Mm. Or yeah.
Get ringed.
What else? a trip every weekend.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Jay would like a trip every weekend if he could pull it off.
Fuck that. No. I'm tired. Yeah, I don't want to go anywhere.
Panel at PAX East.
Oh, Matt wants that. He wants to save $90.
I do. I definitely want that.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you what I want. What I need is a province.
Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me.
Yeah, tell us what you want.
I have no provinces and the game's about to end.
But you don't want that more than me.
Yeah, I already had a win this game.
Yeah, I want provinces. I don't know. What do I want more than... I don't know. I don't want anything. I've got a vein in the shade.
You don't want anything? What about money for your kids' college?
Well, I probably want that more than you guys do.
Yeah, exactly. True. There you go.
Well, I want money for my niece's college.
What?
Although, I guarantee you, by the time she goes to college, she's probably going to have more money than me.
I think your niece is good, dude.
Yeah, but... Hey, make like...
Yeah. I guess that's... Hey! Well done, Jay. Well done.
I did not expect that.
We got time for one more, chump boys.
Yeah. All right. Are those all the questions?
You didn't ask me what I wanted more than anyone else.
I didn't have an answer for myself.
You guys don't listen to me.
No, I was.
You want them to listen.
You guys don't listen to me.
I want to be heard.
Actually, what I was going to say is what I want more than everyone else's call is to win all the ticket lotteries for my trip. Because you guys wouldn't want that.
No, I don't want to go to Japan. I can't believe you got a 5-2, Alana. You suck so much.
You suck.
You suck.
Wait, 5-2 is not even good in this.
It's amazing in this one. Way better than the one I had.
You get a crystal ball?
Yeah, a crystal ball and a pawn? Yeah.
Nah.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
All right, what do I want more than everybody else? I guess, yeah, I mean... babysitting?
To live in a good school district?
I do live in a good school district.
My God, Zach!
Wow. Well, I don't know. Called out.
It's only kid related. See,
that's where I went to school.
The how about the world to be still standing in 50 years?
That'd be good.
No, fuck that. We'll be dead.
Fuck that, says Jay.
I'll be dead. I don't care about that.
Let the world rock. That's my point. Okay, Zach.
All right. Thank you. Yes.
What did Alana actually end up saying?
God damn it.
Tickets to my trip that take luck.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week. twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next time.
Except for this time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs. Come for the banter. Come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.